This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An employee is talking about what he saw when a gunman opened fire on his co-workers at a rail yard in San Jose, California. Kirk Bertolet was in an adjoining office when he heard the gunfire.
I saw a couple people as I walked in, and then I just saw a mass of bodies. And I went to check to see if anybody was alive, if I could do anything for anybody. And watched people take their last breath.
He talked to KGO-TV. Gunman Samuel Cassidy shot and killed himself as law enforcement moved in. Governor Gavin Newsom visited the scene of the nation's 15th mass shooting this year.
The hell's going on in the United States of America? The hell's wrong with us? And when are we going to come to grips with this? When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively, our politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing?
A suspect was taken into custody this morning in a Dallas suburb after an hours-long standoff during which three police officers were shot and wounded. The officers were responding to a call about a suicidal person when somebody fired shots from inside the house, they say. China's angrily pointing at the U.S. after President Biden directed intelligence officials to report to him within 90 days on the origins of the coronavirus.
President Joe Biden has asked intelligence officials to double up efforts to find an answer to the origins, including investigating the possibility that it came from a Chinese laboratory. China's foreign ministry spokesperson said that Biden's order showed the U.S. does not care about facts or truth, nor is it interested in serious scientific origin tracing. China also fired back that the U.S. should also open itself up to investigations in its own labs, like the military's Fort Detrick base. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jobless claims are down to another pandemic low. This is AP News. Looking to leave your pandemic blues behind? Dr. Beach has just made his recommendation. Here's our Jennifer King.
Professor Stephen Leatherman, a coastal scientist known as Dr. Beach, says the sandy stretch at Hapuna Beach State Park on the west side of Hawaii's Big Island ranks number one in his review of the best beaches in the U.S. for 2021. Leatherman calls the beach an oasis. He says the black lava everywhere around it makes the sand look extra white. Leatherman uses data from the EPA to grade beaches on water quality and has been to all of the beaches on his list. Other top spots include Cooper's Beach in Southampton, New York, Ocracoke Island in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and St. George Island State Park, a quiet barrier island in the Florida Panhandle. Leatherman hopes his 30th annual list will encourage people to get out. I'm Jennifer King.
The travel industry lost 62 million jobs last year. That's according to the Tourism Council. We all locked down against the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.